This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Joyce Leip and Lisa DeLuca from the Montgomery County Cancer Association. If you look at the calendar, I think they've got a big birthday party coming up on Saturday. Big, big party. Huge party.
Yes, we do. We're very excited.
We're going to talk about that momentarily. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guests this week is Joyce Leip and Lisa DeLuca. They're representing the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are here to talk about a big event that's coming your way this Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Taylor Springs. It's going to be packed. 600 people. 500 people.
500 people.
Joyce didn't mean to give you a start of like 600.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The Montgomery County Cancer Association, or as we often call ourselves, MCCA, this is our 10th annual Celebration of Life event, and this Saturday, June 21st, as Tobin said. And this event honors our county's cancer survivors, those currently battling cancer, and those who have lost their battle to cancer. We have approximately 110 survivors registered to attend this year's event, which is simply amazing. Collectively, those people have almost 1,200 years of survivorship. Many of these survivors have completed their journey, and some of them are still in the midst of their journey. It's very important, even if you didn't get dinner tickets to attend the dinner, we welcome everyone. We ask you to come out and participate in our silent auction, we're going to talk here through the morning here about the events of the evening, and we'd like you to come and observe the survivor ceremony. We took some feedback from our group, from the participants years ago, that they like it to be upbeat and not sad. So we have a big surprise for you. So you come, I think you'll enjoy it, and it'll be a celebration. We promise to try to not render any tears here. But it's very important to these cancer survivors to get your support, your encouragement, and that gives them the strength to garner some fight in themselves.
And it really is a fun event. Uncle Ralph and I had the pleasure of emceeing the event last year. It's a quick-paced event. It's an enjoyable event. And Joyce, as you mentioned, it is uplifting. Mm-hmm. And it's a feel-good thing. I think there's only one probably moment that you shed a tear, and that's when you go through the wall of individuals that you've lost over the past year. Outside of that, it is a celebration. And it's like anything you've ever seen before. And you guys do a tremendous job on that.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the evening. The guest speakers for the evening will be Faith Hartzell and her family, and those that live in the Litchfield area know Faith really, really well because you see the signs, "Keep the Faith," all throughout town. And what a great way to honor that family.
Yes, we're looking forward to hear Faith and her family speak, and what a tremendous young lady she is, and we are all supporting her. So we're very anxious to have her attend and to give an uplifting message to our fellow survivors.
Let's talk a little bit. Dinner will be served at 5. That's Milana's Catering. You can't top him. You can't top that food over there.
That's correct. And we actually remind everybody that the doors are opening at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. and they can come in and start bidding on silent auction items and start purchasing 50-50 tickets. And we want to point out that we have so many different items both on the silent and the live auction. So many I can't list them all, but a few of the things are gift certificates from local restaurants, plant stands with plants, an herb garden, Budweiser collector mugs, Mary Kay items, Pampered Chef items, hair care products, spa packages, hunting packages, fishing items, tools. And again, those are just a few of the silent auction items. So we want to make sure everybody comes out and checks those items out and bids.
And one of the things being honored represents Uncle Ralph. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows him. He was a big Cardinal fan, loved baseball, loved the Toppers. But there will be a basket that features two Cardinal Cub tickets. And what a way to honor Uncle Ralph.
Yes, and those are actually up in the live auction.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go over the live auction.
Okay.
While we're talking auctions, let's go live auction.
Certainly. Our live auction is being auctioneered by Mark Stouter, and he's from Pena, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And a few of the items that will be on that, of course, is the basket that Tobin just mentioned in memory of Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We also have a Schwinn tricycle, a quilt, and other items. Again, too many to list, so... You just have to come out and see what we have.
Another item for the evening that can be had, as you mentioned, the dinner tickets are sold out, but if you come in and you want to make a memorial donation, you can do that evening. And I think they're, what, $5 a piece?
Yes, they are. They're $5.
They are $5 a piece. And if you want to go ahead and purchase those now and get that lined up, you can call 324-4687. Again, you can call 324-4687 and go ahead and get your memorial now, or you can wait until the night of the event.
The event. Mm-hmm. And from what I've been told, if you like cupcakes, this is the place to be.
That's correct. We have it's a birthday party. You can't have a birthday party without cupcakes or cake of some type.
It's the new birthday cake.
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
That's so
right.
in celebration of our 10th anniversary, we're going to be handing out cupcakes after the dinner, and many of these cupcakes have been donated by Cake It On out of Nokomis, Top Tier Cakes out of Hillsboro, and Jubelts out of Litchfield. So we appreciate those donations, and
very much.
Looking forward to having that tasty treat at the end of the dinner there.
And of course, as we mentioned, dinner Milanus, you got cupcakes,
yes.
You got everything covered.
For those 500 people with dinner tickets, uh-huh. The dinner is at 5, mm-hmm. And we want to tell everybody, you know, we definitely want to see you next year. So buy those tickets early next year. I believe this may be the first year we've ever sold out of the dinner tickets. So we're very excited about that. But again, even if you don't have the dinner tickets, we have so many events for you to come and participate in, listen to our guest speaker, participate in the auctions, the 50-50 drawing, and the little surprise that Joyce talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You may want to come out and see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know what it is, but I can't say. It's killing me not to mention it. It is.
Yeah, we're trying to hold the big ticket
big
for the evening there.
One thing that caught me the last year when I co-emceed the event, when Pat Cayley puts the number on the wall, mm-hmm. and she routinely does this throughout the night, that's got to make you feel good when that number starts at X amount, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. up, and then... I think last year it was, what, 100 and – I can't remember how much it was last year. It was over $100,000.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh.
That's got to be quite a feeling.
It is, you know, because when we initially started this 10 years ago, you know, when we got to 50,000, we thought that was wonderful. And then it's just – it has just grown leaps and bounds. And we've got, you know – from a core group of about 10 or 12 people on the board. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we've got the support of people like Zach Weigel, who's got the Stamp Out Cancer team, mm-hmm. that he's brought in a whole new younger venue to it. They have a great time, but we're all fighting for the same cause.
That event you mentioned, Stamp Out Cancer, mm-hmm. that has changed the game for you guys, hasn't it?
It has.
I mean, yeah. My word. Uh-huh. I think last year was $70,000. They're already uh-huh. making plans for this year.
Yeah.
And if they raise that bar, holy smokes,
yeah,
you may have $100,000 right before you even open the doors.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And you know, you've got your, you know, national bank team. You know,
Banking on a Cure, yeah.
Banking on a Cure, Tracy White and her group. They just do a wonderful job. And you know, they work. So Brenda Cabetto's team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just countless members of different teams in the local county that just do so many wonderful, neat, unique ideas, and they're working hard all year to raise money for Montgomery County
Cancer Association. Case in point, the strikeout cancer team, Mike Cerruti's team, the baseball game, along with my hair.
That's right.
Over $3,000. That's incredible. I mean, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, that is wonderful. We have approximately 10 teams that participate within the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those teams, as you guys have mentioned, do things like bowling events and the huge dance contest with the band. And, you know, that's just a huge fun night out. They have trivia nights. They have runs, walks, baseball games, you know, that and hair loss, I guess, in this case. But without those teams and without this community, MCCA would not be able to complete the goals that we have. And we're very fortunate to be in this community, and we're very thankful for all of those teams and for all of those people that participate.
Are you taken back at how big this organization has gotten? Because 10 years is a long time. And to start out with nothing and then be where you're at right now, it's quite a feat.
It certainly is.
It is.
And, you know, it's just... Everybody, it just seems like, you know, there's maybe a little local group at a high school says, hey, we're going to have a little fundraising activity and we're going to give our money to MCCA. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, wonderful. You know, it's just our name's finally getting out there, you know.
And it doesn't seem like it's been 10 years. I know for me it has not been a total of 10 years because I had to step out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But now I'm back. But every time I'm with this group, it is inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun. And we know that we're doing something to help others because we've all been in that boat. And mm-hmm. we want to make sure that, you know, we can be as supportive to those as they were to us or our family members when we went through it.
Case in point, at your last meeting, which I was in attendance of, you guys actually had to stop the application process for the scholarships because, and this is a good problem to have, you had too many kids apply for this. And that's a good problem.
It's a good problem. And you know, those kids work hard. You know, they have to have 50 hours of volunteer time throughout their year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not every kid is willing to give that kind of time. But I'll tell you what, I can't say enough about these scholarship students. They help us immensely. And it's been a great program for all of us.
And one of the areas that they can pick up a few hours is the Roubaix bike race, which you guys for the past, couple years now have been the co-sponsor for?
Probably three or four. I've lost track.
Three or four years, I believe.
That's a big accomplishment there to make sure that bike ride or that bike race continues on in the county.
Yeah. I mean, just like this week, I have all these survivors T-shirts that we try to attempt to get delivered to the survivors in advance so they can wear them to the dinner that night. And I've got probably 10 scholarship students across the county delivering T-shirts for me. And,
wow.
And wait till you see those T-shirts, too.
Talk with us a little bit about the T-shirts.
Yeah, we have...
See, you just did a radio segue. Perfect.
We have a young lady from the Litchfield. Well, what we did is one of our scholarship students, Cole Grossenheider from Litchfield, he was at one of our meetings one night, and I was saying, you know, I'd really like to get a unique T-shirt design for this year's event. And he came up and said, you know, why don't we ask the Litchfield art class to see if they would like to, you know, try to have a little contest and design a T-shirt for us. And so it all happened. It was amazing. I got back probably 20 different designs, all of them very good, and we're saving them for future use as well. The one we did pick this year is, I believe, is Alexis Sealshot from Litchfield. She designed the shirt, and I think she's going to be able to attend with us Saturday night, so we can honor her for that. So those are very nice, and each team gets a T-shirt as well. Basically, all the shirts are going to look identical this year, with the exception of the survivor shirt does have survivor listed on the ribbon. But
very nice.
Yeah.
Unreal. And it's hard to believe how far you guys have come along. And you look at, like, funeral donations and that.
Oh, yeah.
Cancer Association's always listed. If I had to do a top five, I'm assuming you guys are probably on the top of the list for organizations that receive money from funerals and that. And you know, it just keeps coming in.
And all of that money helps us to provide financial assistance to the cancer patients in this county who meet mm-hmm. the requirements that, you know, we have placed in our application process. And again, we can't thank, you know, all the people, thank those people enough for donating and for participating and for having teams and for keeping those teams each and every year coming back stronger than the year before.
And then the financial assistance, explain the rules, though, about how this works. This isn't like someone moves into the county, they get diagnosed, and then they get immediately get help. There are some rules that they have to go by.
Yes, we do have rules that we need to follow. The person has to have 1 year permanent residence in Montgomery County. They must provide a proof of cancer by a written diagnostic order from a cancer physician, and they must complete one of our applications. And to obtain an application, you can call 412-8598. Mm-hmm. Again, that's 412-8598. And, we're certainly not the end-all to helping pay for all of the medical bills and that type of thing, but we do want to help, and this is what this is all about. So if you need assistance, please contact us.
And you guys are also helping out, trying to figure out why the cancer rate in the county is so high. I think you teamed up with Siteman Cancer Institute, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, it's Simmons Cancer Institute in Springfield.
Simmons. regarding this issue. So, you guys are really taking a progressive stance about, we have a problem here. Why do we have a problem here? And how do you fix it?
And I think they want to participate in determining, you know, what is causing that issue. But, you know, we'll have to see where that goes. I think that's kind of at the beginning stages right now. So mm-hmm. I'm sure we have a ways to go with that.
So it just sounds like things are just really moving along for you guys. And it's hard to believe the birthday party is this Saturday. Our Terry Tope from here will be emceeing the event. So I'm sure he'll do a wonderful job along with Wally. And
it'll be a great time.
Absolutely. It really is. It's unfortunate that I will not be there this year, but I plan on being there next year and from here on out.
And the night goes fast, as you mentioned earlier.
It does.
It's like we know mm-hmm. we get there, and I feel like, okay, this is, you know.
Yeah. It's just a wonderful evening, and I think that anybody that would come out would enjoy it. So, you know, come early. The doors open at 4, and mm-hmm. We're
on Route 185, the Casey Hall in Taylor Springs.
Right. And you also have musical entertainment that night, too. The Bobby
yes,
Remake Band.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me about giving that plug. Yeah, yeah, we have the Bobby Remake Band. They play for us every year during the dinner hour. They start at 4, and then their music lasts through the dinner hour, and everybody really enjoys that. So mm-hmm. we always enjoy their participation in the event. And you come out and listen to that as well. I think that you'll find that very
entertaining
and lighthearted. Yes.
And then you've got a face painter and a balloon artist as well.
Yes, we do. And I can't remember the
something long hair. I can't think of his name.
No, that's not it. It's something the clown. I can't remember. Okay. And I apologize for that. But and maybe Lisa will find that real here while she searches her notes here.
Okay.
But the kids do enjoy it. So, yes, and that it is for all ages. You know, so if you want to bring your kids out, grandkids, it's a wonderful thing for them to do.
And one thing to mention about your organization, it is a 501(c). So mm-hmm. any donation is tax deductible. Mm-hmm. So what a way to donate money to help out not only the people mm-hmm. in the county, mm-hmm. but everyone involved. I mean, this is just tremendous.
Right. And we're here to help. You know, sometimes I hear people say, well, I don't know that I really need to take advantage of that. I'm fine. But, you know, that's what we raise this money for.
Right.
And we're non-for-profit. So we want to extend those funds to people and help them out. So, don't feel, reluctant to participate in that.
Is that a problem where you have, that you have a resident that is dealing with cancer and you reach out to them and they say, you know what, whether it's pride or whatever?
I don't think it's so much pride, because I've recently had this conversation, mm-hmm. and it's, they, yes, they're, you know, fighting cancer as well, but there's, you know, many people that unfortunately have to battle with cancer, and right. Maybe they just feel like, you know, their situation is not as difficult as someone else's. You know, maybe they don't have to go to chemo every day, or, you know, their treatment is just one time. So they feel like there are others who have such a bigger struggle that they don't want to take away from those people. And, you know, that is very gracious and, mm-hmm. and very sweet. And, you know, but again, as Joyce mentioned, we are here to help them. Yeah. So it, you know.
And if I'm not mistaken, during the program, you guys are going to honor the original board members for the association. Since I'm always a big fan of anniversaries that are 5 or 10 mm-hmm. or ending 0, you have to do a little bit more special on. And you are honoring the original board members of the Cancer Association, and that, what a way to honor those guys.
Yes, we will, and you know, several of them will be there that evening. Some of those we have unfortunately lost. Mm-hmm. Sarah Ernst and Uncle Ralph, you know, mm-hmm. Were our two of our founding board people. So we'll be celebrating both of their participation as well.
Uncle Ralph always spoke well. Of the Cancer Association. This was one of his favorite groups that he ever had to deal with, and you know how busy he was.
Yes.
He dealt with a lot of organizations, yeah. but the Cancer Association always had a special place in his heart. Joyce, Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Joyce Leip and Lisa DeLuca from the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Their birthday party is this Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Taylor Springs. Coming up next week on the program, we'll have the ladies from Lincoln Land Community College in, talking about the college in Litchfield. So stay tuned for that. Until then, so long.